One part of President Bush's proposal is aimed at helping small businesses afford coverage. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
It's one of the president's biggest applause lines when he talks about health care. Here's how he put it in a speech to a construction union last month.
It's the small business sector that is having trouble providing health insurance for our fellow citizens. And therefore, I think small businesses ought to be allowed to pool risk across jurisdictional boundaries so they can get the same discounts for health insurance that big companies get.
What Mr. Bush is talking about is something called Association Health Plans, or AHPs. The idea is far from new, concedes Amanda Austin of the National Federation of Independent Business. The NFIB represents small firms in Washington.
We've been pushing it for a while now. It's going on about 10 years now.
The idea behind association health plans is to let small businesses band together into larger groups to buy insurance. The plans would be sponsored by trade, industry, or professional associations small businesses already belong to, like the NFIB. Austin says the larger groups should have more negotiating power.
It's really difficult when you only have 5 employees and you get hit hard, you know, with enormous costs with such a small group. And to be able to spread risk across a large pool seems the good way to go.
What makes association health plans so popular with backers like President Bush, and part of what makes them so controversial, is that they wouldn't be subject to state insurance laws and regulations. Austin says that will lead to lower rates, since plans won't have to include all the expensive benefits many states require, everything from in vitro fertilization to treatment for drug or alcohol abuse.
For example, why should our guys have to deal with acupuncture or hair transplants? I mean, these are types of things that are not necessarily needed, but they continue to raise costs.
It's not just required benefits, though. The plans could also escape financial solvency and other state protections. That's led the nation's governors and insurance commissioners to come out in opposition. President Bush and his backers also face the opposition of health insurance and consumer groups. Gail Shearer of Consumers Union says she fears a return to scandals in the 1970s and 80s, where similar types of association plans proved to be fraudulent.
Where insurance companies would leave their enrollees high and dry, and we are afraid that this kind of escape valve from state regulation could end up leading to a whole new round of fraud and abuse, and the consumer ends up being the loser.
But even if there's no fraud involved, opponents of association health plans say they can still cause problems. Paul McCracken is president of the National Small Business Association.
We think that they would do more to harm the marketplace than help it.
McCracken says the plans would likely be able to design more limited insurance coverage that would be at least a little cheaper than what's currently available to most small businesses.
But their plans would be more unattractive to people who actually have health problems, who are older, and they would tend to stay in the state pools.
Meaning those older and sicker people would remain in state-regulated insurance plans, and for those who keep their existing coverage, he says, costs would go up. That's not just his opinion. The Congressional Budget Office says that while those who join association plans would likely save money on premiums, those left behind in state-regulated insurance would face higher costs. Congressional estimators also say the new plans favored by the president would cover only a small fraction of those who don't have coverage already, about 600,000 people over the next 4 years. McCracken agrees something needs to be done to help small businesses afford insurance, but he says it has to go beyond letting small businesses get together to resemble large ones. He points out that a survey released earlier this month found that premiums for large firms rose almost as fast as for small ones, 11.1% compared to 11.5%.
The reality is what's driving this health care crisis is spiraling health care costs. HPs doesn't do anything to get at that. All it does is rearrange health care costs, causing some people to pay a little bit more, some people to pay a little bit less, but making the whole system less stable.
The division over association health plans is also reflected in Congress. The Republican-led House has passed bills to create them a half dozen times since 1996. The Senate has rejected those bills every time. And President Bush's support notwithstanding, even Senate Republicans earlier this year couldn't agree to include association plans in their proposal to help the uninsured. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.